If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So we start with the breaking news this evening. So you may have already known, and you've heard this already, Nosiviwe Maphisa-Ngqangula has resigned as the head of parliament, essentially the speaker of parliament. Really, really important move. You've heard that many people had been calling for her to step down. In fact, the DA was, leading this campaign to get her to step down. You know also that we've spoken to the chief whip of the DA many, many times, where they say they actually want an impeachment of the speaker. Let's just get reaction, and we're going to just get reaction as it comes through. A lot of political parties will have something to say. Director of Open Secret, Henny van Vieren, let's start with you. A very good evening and thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome. Henny, good evening and welcome. I don't know if you can hear us. Can you hear us, Henny? All right. I think that line, I can see him.
Good evening, Asanda. Good evening to listeners.
All right. Thank you, Henny. It's Pamela. Yeah, you were speaking to Asanda a second ago, but thank you so much
for
making
it. My apologies.
It's not a problem at all. Just your reaction, the resignation of Maphisa-Ngqangula, just your reaction to that. I know a lot of people were calling for her to step down. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think it's the correct move. I think the idea that the speaker would be waiting for the ANC's step-aside rule to require her to step aside, and is incorrect. Fundamentally, she holds a high office, an office that demands the utmost public integrity. And I think, you know, there's good reason that we would argue it's quite similar to the position of holding a position like a senior judge in this country. We need somebody who is, as a speaker, is not only beholden to the interests of the party who has put them in that position, but ultimately acts in the interest of Parliament itself. And that means that that the issues around integrity are quite essential and critical to the way in which they function. So I think that it's important that the Speaker has made this decision. However, I think that, you know, when we look back a little bit, mm-hmm. I think there's a real concern that it's taken so long for these matters to come out. Mm-hmm. I think one of the questions is, how long has the senior leadership of the governing party been aware of some of those accusations? Mm-hmm. If you are going to put forward a candidate as Speaker of Parliament, one of the questions that's crossed my mind certainly is the president would have asked for a security clearance from the state security agency. Now, if these allegations have been swirling about for some time, and certainly there have been numerous allegations about wrongdoing within the SANDF while the former minister and now former speaker, Nosiviwe Maphisa-Ngqangula, was in that position, why was she ever put in that position in the first place? Was the report furnished by the state security agency to the presidency? Did the president consider that information? And if he didn't have the information, why doesn't he? Why are we even employing these people in those positions to do that? Because this is precisely where they should be, you know, protecting high offices like this, so that we aren't only embarrassed as a country, but ultimately have somebody who's implicated in as serious crimes as this. You know, I can only draw listeners' attention again to the fact that at the end of last year, an Open Secrets investigation revealed that the SANDF had set up a torture squad that was involved also in the murder of civilians. Mm-hmm. That took place under Minister Nosiviwe Maphisa-Ngqangula's watch. Mm-hmm. There has been zero accountability. There hasn't even been a move within Parliament to ask her, Minister, as Minister, were you aware? Because we know she demanded the return of particular weapons that had been stolen. And at that point, we believe special forces were out on the hunt for civilians who they tortured and in one instance killed at Tabatswane headquarters in 2020. So, you know, there's so many questions we could ask about the actions of the minister in providing oversight over the military. Some of those have been published, but there are many others. The high levels of corruption within the military, not only the minister's own integrity. Now, this particular person is then placed as speaker of parliament. It begs the question whether that was considered, whether that was the right question. Surely there are other capable women and men who could have been selected for that position, given the very importance of Parliament in our constitutional democracy and the position that the Office of Speaker holds in ensuring the integrity of the functioning of Parliament. So, you know, I think that it's not only the minutia we need to focus on right now. We need to zoom out and ask the hard questions of politicians as to why they made a decision to appoint a minister in the first place, and if they didn't know of these kind of allegations concerning her integrity some time ago, Why didn't they? And that means there's been a system failure, you know, which has much wider ramifications than just the alleged bribery involving the minister, which is serious in itself.
Annie van Vuuren, director of Open Secret. Open Secret is a non-profit organization which exposes and builds accountability for private sector economic crimes through investigative research, advocacy and the law. That's who they call themselves. Listening into that conversation is ANC spokesperson Mahlengu Bengu Motshiri. Thank you very much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Good evening, Pamelo, and good evening to your listeners. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, you definitely are audible. Just to get the ANC's reaction to the resignation of the Speaker of Parliament, Nosiviwe Mapisa-Nqakula.
No, well, the ANC has welcomed her resignation for the simple reason that the ANC spoke to South Africans at the end of 2022 in December, following the 55th National Conference, and spoke about our renewal agenda, self-cleansing of the ANC to continue the journey that the ANC started with the people of South Africa in from 1912 all the way to 1994 under the leadership of Nelson Mandela. I wanted to just place things in context, the historical context, and I listened to the last bit of your comment, your opiner that was commenting, and I'm not certain that when they knew about what they say, they knew about Nosiviwe Mapisa-Nqakula, whether that was lodged with the relevant authorities, because the renewal agenda says that anyone who knows of any wrongdoing by anyone associated to the ANC needs to exercise their rights in law and respect the rule of law. So I'm not certain that I got the tail end of that particular narration by your commentator.
Well, he's also citing
that is where we stand.
Yes, he's also citing and asking the question whether there was a clearance on the speaker, and if there was clearance, either it wasn't properly conducted, and or there wasn't clearance. He says that they, as Open Secret, had already submitted information about some of the wrongdoings.
I would really be lying to South Africans if I were to say I know anything about that kind of thought.
Sure.
But in my mind, anyone that knows any ill doing by anyone needs to report those things to the authorities. And the ANC has been hard pressed to emphasize that point.
You speak of renewal, and the ANC has been speaking of renewal as a big project. This particular resignation, you had already, before the resignation came through, told us that you were already with your own internal processes. Those processes were underway. How far are they? Had they begun? Had you notified the speaker? Well, the former speaker now.
Yes, the Integrity Commission of the ANC is dealing with the matter, and we do need to say, and as we say in our statement, that you know, we applaud her for not waiting for that process to unfold, because in any case it's kicking in. Everyone that is charged of wrongdoing, especially when it's gone through the courts, and this is where people get it wrong, that you can't just say somebody must step aside unless it's gone through the courts and evidence has been presented. So that is totally underway.
Well, just to be clear, it's until you're charged, not necessarily go through the courts, right? So the charge is actually what your policy states, unless if I'm wrong. She needed to be charged, and she's not charged yet. The point is that she's not charged yet.
She's not charged yet. She's not charged yet. She has, like any other South African, rights to make representations and to the courts, to the relevant courts. And in this instance, this is what happened in the past few days. So, you know, from where I'm sitting, there is nothing that the ANC as the organization can be found wanting on.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at our previous statements on the same matter in the past 7 days, I think we've issued about two or three statements on this issue. We have said that we encourage her to make herself available to law enforcement and judicial institutions for this matter to be cleared. And then today, we learned that she has actually tendered a resignation, and we think that it is in the best interest of preserving democracy and the sanctity of the legislative branch of the state, which has done very well. South African Parliament is renowned internationally for being a just parliament, a parliament that really exercises oversight and scrutiny over the executive. So, you know, people can really jump around on this issue, but the truth is known, that South Africa's democratic parliament is well known internationally for being a good parliament in terms of holding strong standing rules. If you look at the standing rules of parliament, I don't know how many people have read them, but if you look at the standing rules of parliament, you can just see that this is actually quite a best practice parliament. Many countries come to Cape Town to come and learn about the work of the South African Parliament. So this is the one institution that we as the ANC want to protect as much as possible, because it has done the great for the people of South Africa. Look at the transformation legislation that has been passed by Parliament, particularly this Democratic Parliament in this particular term. Transformation legislation ranging from the National Health Insurance Bill, the Bella Bill, Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill. I can cite many of those. So the work that's been done by this parliament is unprecedented. So we wouldn't want the work of this parliament to be dented by this particular matter.
Sure.
And I'm glad that the ANC has advised Comrade Nosivuye accordingly, but also that out of her own volition, she is considered the best interest of justice and the best interest of the ANC at heart. And the work of Parliament continues. This is the one institution that has been great at executing and acquitting itself together with our South African judiciary.
So I want to park Parliament's processes aside. You have absolutely, over the past couple of days, been releasing statements, and you have encouraged her to avail herself to law enforcement, which we now see there was a back and forth with the court. That process is underway. And she then subsequently resigns. She has not been charged officially. So my question is, because she has not been charged officially, and according to the ANC's policy, had the Integrity Commission's work already started, or it hadn't kicked in because formally she had not been charged yet?
Now, the work of the Integrity Commission has kicked in already. She's already had an engagement with the national officials, the top seven of the ANC, some week or 2 weeks ago.
All right.
That is just how serious we are about the renewal project TMLO.
All right.
And the next stop, of course, is to then appear before the Integrity Commission. I need to be advised, and I would need to speak to Reverend Frank Chikane to get the detail in terms of her appearance, whether it has taken place. You would appreciate the fact that we've been doing Easter work, Passover work, and Good Friday work, whether that has taken place. But she's already been appearing before the senior leadership of the ANC to explain herself. I'm going to put it as roughly as that.
All right.
It has been herself, because that's just how serious we are about protecting this thing called the brand called African National Congress that was born in 1912. And we owe it to all of the forebears of the ANC to make sure that whenever the name ANC is raised, it's not raised in the negative light.
Matlengipingu Mutsiri is the ANC spokesperson. Hemon Mashaba, her leader of Action SA, also on the line with us. A very good evening, Mr. Mashaba. Your reaction to the resignation of the Speaker?
Yes, good evening, Premier, and good evening to our listeners. Obviously, for us as Action SA, we welcome this resignation. Overdue, it's supposed to have happened, not this time around. As you are aware, the minister has been someone who's really been a delinquent over years, committing very, very serious crimes, sometimes at the time as defense minister, actually risking the sovereignty of our country, being involved in human trafficking. Human trafficking, as you are aware, internationally, it's a very serious crime. And she got away from this, from his own party. Like right now, to be honest with you, you're not listening to the ANC spokesperson. It's like, honestly, I was being tortured because I'm listening to rhetoric that we know as soon as he drops the call, they're going to continue doing what they've been doing the last 30 years. And if it was not because of the courts, the Integrity Commission was not going to have any outcome that was going to really be in the interest the respect of the rule of law in our country. So yes, we hope now the NPA can do their work. Let's really must be given a day in court of law to prove her innocence. If ever she's innocent, if she's found guilty, then she must face the consequences of breaking the law. But that's what we as Action SA believes that we need to see happening. That this is the resigning is not really the end; it's actually the beginning. And let's hope that fellow comrades within the ANC can take a leap from her before obviously law enforcement agencies come knocking at the door, so also to follow suit and let them really face the consequences. You know, South Africa spent over R1 billion with the Zondo Commission. A lot of people pointed openly in the report, and the NPA promised us as people of South Africa that within 6 months they will commence the prosecution process. Where are we right now? Almost 2 years, nothing has happened.
All right, Herman Mashaba, Action SA leader. Siviwe Hwarube is on the line, DA Chief Whip. Thank you so much for making time for us. You've been championing for her to be impeached as the Speaker. Your reaction to today's resignation? Siviwe, are you still there?
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to the listeners of Power FM.
Good evening.
Of course, as the Democratic Alliance, we welcome the resignation of the Speaker. As you know, we had been calling for her resignation much earlier. It was our view that even when the allegations came to light, she should have done the right thing, which is to insulate Parliament from the scandal that has now followed her and the institution. And when she refused to do that, we tabled the motion of no confidence last week. And so, yes, we welcome the resignation. Of course, the motion of no confidence now, Pamela, does fall away, including the ethics committee complaint that I laid, which relates to this matter. Mm-hmm. It does fall away.
Okay.
But the powers and privileges complaint that I had laid against her, which relates to the salary hike of the Secretary of Parliament, mm-hmm. which was a joint complaint between
yes.
her and the chairperson of the NCOP, Mr. Masondo, still remains because the Powers and Privileges Committee can charge an ordinary citizen for breaking the Powers and Privileges Act as an ordinary citizen. And so we are still going to insist on Parliament to continue that because, of course, it also does pertain to an ongoing matter in terms of the Secretary to Parliament now still has a salary hike that is inexplicable. And so that's not something that we're going to let go of. But we do call on now law enforcement agencies to do what they need to do while we start to rebuild the reputation of Parliament.
All right. Thank you very much. I know you've got to go. Sibiwe Khorube is a DA Chief Whip. Listening into that conversation is Noah Tambo, EFF National Spokesperson. Mr. Tambo, thanks again for your time. Good evening and welcome. Oh, I'm sure that line is not sounding very good. Let me try that again. This is Noah Tambo. Let's see if that line holds. Good evening and welcome. All right. It's not sounding good. I'm going to try and see if we can't fix it. Rise SA, Rise Mzansi International, ahead of democracy. Let's hear if you can hear us. Good evening and welcome.
Hi, Timilo. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Your reaction to the resignation of the speaker?
Thank you so much for having me and greetings to Taya listeners. I think, you know, it's simply, I mean, obviously we welcome it. It's been our position from the point of the revelation of the allegations against her, that every single day she has spent in the office of the Speaker of the National Assembly has compromised the integrity of the National Assembly. It's important for us to remember that the National Assembly is the institution that is responsible for exercising oversight over critical institutions of the state and over the executive in particular. But now when you have a speaker that is accused of crimes like this, a speaker that is accused of similar crimes and malfeasance that we see happening in the executive, then how could we possibly expect Parliament to be able to execute its responsibility of holding the executive accountable? We've seen over many periods and many instances in the past Parliament being hauled before the court and being with court orders saying that Parliament has failed in its obligation and its duty to hold the executive accountable. We saw it in the case of Zuma with in the State Capture Commission regarding the State Capture Report. We saw it in once again with former President Zuma and the overspending on the non-security upgrades to Nkandla. So it's simply not enough. The spokesperson of the ANC comes on radio now and tells us about, you know, how they welcome it and they applaud her for resigning before the ANC instructed her to. But the ANC clearly has no commitment to enforcing its own internal governance processes. It's got the step-aside policy, but 3 weeks ago they published candidate lists with corruption-accused members of the National Assembly still on their list and who are still going to Parliament after having stolen from South African people. So we welcome it, and obviously it's something that we've been calling for as Rise Mzansi, but it simply isn't enough. Until we get to a point where we can elevate the standard of leadership in the National Assembly, we're going to have a consistent conveyor belt of issues of members of Parliament who are of impeachable character, continuing to be embroiled in corruption and other kinds of malfeasance. And this is why our slogan as Rise Mzansi is that we need new leaders. Until we change the people who we allow to represent us in the National Assembly, this will never change. We will always have a National Assembly and members of Parliament who have impeachable character, who are embroiled in criminal activity, and ultimately will never be able to change any of the crises that confront us as South Africans in key institutions in the state.
Dumela Mpakanyana, thank you so much. Rise Mzansi internal head of democracy. Let's try and see if we can get through to Sinawo Tambo, EFF national spokesperson. Let's try and see if it works now. Good evening and welcome.
Evening and greetings to your listeners.
Thank you very much for your time. Your reaction to the resignation of the speaker?
Look, for us, it's good riddance. The chicken is coming home to roost because Nosiwe Mapisa Ngakula has presided over the degeneration of the Parliament of South Africa and has turned it into a shield for the corruption of the ANC on countless occasions. Her tenure has been disgraceful. It's been characterized by defending Cyril Ramaphosa violently through physical assault, sexual assault, and even the suspension of members of Parliament without remuneration who dare speak out about Palapala Farm. So I think it should be viewed as laughable and ironic by South Africans that entire time that she was ensuring that no one holds Ramaphosa accountable for money laundering on Palapala Farm, she was actually laundering money herself, or she had laundered money as the Minister of Defense. And we attribute the South African National Defense Force, where our soldiers are undertrained, don't have food, don't have kitchens, don't have toilets, as we speak, and while they're on foreign peace missions, to the corruption of the likes of Nosiwe Mapisa Ngakula, and her arrest should follow swiftly. If she had long-time benefits as a speaker, we'd pursue her impeachment. So she should thank her like it does, that she doesn't.
I appreciate your time and your reactions. Nawa Tambo, EFF national spokesperson. And of course, as he says, you know, they have for a long time had no confidence in the speaker. We know the relationship the EFF members of parliament had with the speaker, always felt that they were targeted unfairly. So let me go to Graham Charters, who is a BOSA spokesperson. Thanks very much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you and good evening to the listeners.
Your reaction to the resignation of the speaker?
Yes, the position of BOSA and our leader, Musi Maimane, that the resignation today by the speaker is, it's a damn squib. It's a non-event. Parliament sits for five-year terms at a time, and Parliament will rise in the coming weeks before we have an election on the 29th of May. The work of Parliament is effectually done, and the Speaker's job was essentially over already. So a resignation at the 11th hour means very little for accountability. It's non-punitive. It doesn't have any real impact on whether she is held accountable for the allegation. I think for Bulwana Zalewski, it's quite clear that we have the view that her, along with everyone that's named in the Zonda reports, must be charges must be brought, and the prosecution must act without fear or favour. A resignation is not a get out of jail free card, and we will push for her, along with the rest of the ANC members that weren't mentioned in the Zonda report, to be held to account.
Appreciate your time, BOSA spokesperson Graham Charters there.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.